We're learning Masechtas Yevamos Daf Kuf Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting from the Mishnah on top of the Amud. Mitzvahs Chalitza. Now the Mishnah is going to give you the exact Seidah HaDvar when it comes to Chalitza. Mitzvah Chalitza, Bahu V'yivim Toi LeBezdin. The man comes with the Isha to the Bezdin. V'hein Masiyin Loi Eitzah Again Is Loi. And Bezdin gives them an Eitzah. They look at the couple, and they see if this works. Like we saw the Gemara before, if he's 85 and she's 40, it's not such a good shidduch. So now, Makar Loi Zikne Iroi V'dibro Elov. That means to give him an Eitzah Egeres. Or maybe if she's 80 and he's 40, also not so great. So therefore, we first of all, the best gives him an Eitzah. That's what we learn from the Apostle. If Carl is like the Ira, we did very love. V'hi Emeres, then she says, well, if you want to come to Chalitza, V'hi Emeres, she says, in Lashon HaKadosh, and we are makri this Pasuk for her, and she says, Be'ein Yevami, that this guy does not refuses, Me'ein Yevami, L'hokim L'okhav Shem B'Yisrael, L'ova Yavmi. This Yavam refuses to do, even refuses to be make him Okhav Shem. He doesn't want to keep the name alive of my brother, of my husband, of his brother. That's what she says. And he says, I don't want to take her. And he said it's all in Lashon HaKadosh Dafka, like the Gemara in Saita says. Explains. Here's the Mishnah saying, it's Lashon HaKadosh. V'niksha yivimtei lov, this is what happens next. V'niksha yivimtei lov, v'ini has kainim. So now she goes to him in front of the kainim. V'cholza na'alim ha'raglai. She pulls off his shoe, the yarko in front of him, and she spits in front of him. Reik ha'nirul de'yonim. So you don't have to be able to see the spit. V'onsav amr. Then she says again, in Lashon HaKadosh, kocha, says, after she spits, she says, this was done to the person who does not want to build his brother's house. Until here, this is they were makri. Makri means they tell her what to say, the psukim what to say. Because hikra Rabbi Hokanis when Rabbi Hokanis under he went to the chalitza under the Eloh tree in Kfar Itam, some kind of tree that has fruits called Eloh, nuts, certain type of nuts, but Kfar Itam, but Goymer is Kola Parasha. He finished the rest of the Parasha, which says in the Pasuk, the Nikr Shmai B'Yisrael, Beis Chalotanal, he made her say that as well. He's makri that as well to her. But then it says in the Pasuk, Nikr Shmai B'Yisrael, Beis Chalotanal, which means Mitzvah B'Dayonim. It's a Mitzvah B'Dayonim to all call out Beis Chalotanal that your house is the house of the shoe that was taken off. But lo mitzvah tamidu. It's not a mitzvah in the crowd that's by the Bezdin to say that. Everyone should say it. Everyone should say Beis Chalotzanal. Ad kana mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda. Mitzvah chalitza. The seder of mitzvah chalitza goes like this. Kaira, she reads the pasuk, like we say the pasuk is Me'en Yevami. V'kaira, he says the pasuk L'chvas L'kachta. V'chiletzes, then she takes off his shoe. V'rekka, then she spits. V'kaira, and she says the pasuk Kacha Yasa L'ish. Right, the Gemara, my kamash v'lon. It's the masnisim. We just learned the Mishnah. What's Rav Yehuda exactly telling us? Who's the Meir? This is the mitzvah chalitza. We learned the Mishnah. And for the Gemara, look at his words, mitzvah chalitza, kamash v'lon, mitzvah achi. But if you switch around the order, less lamba, it's not ma'akev. And we learned before even more, the kriya is not ma'akev, if you want the rukika is not ma'akev. Taina ma'achi, bein shiktim chalitza l'rukika, bein shiktim rukika l'chitza, masha asu asu. If you switched it out of order, it's masha asu asu, you don't have to redo it, it's good and it's kasha. Oma abaya, hayman de makri get chalitza, the one who is reading out the psukim chalitza, and he's reading it out for the Isha to say it. Remember, the Isha doesn't know the Torah Bahat over here. And the guy who's Makri calls out the Psukim to her for her to say it. So Loi Likri Lidado, when you're reading it to her, Loi Luchudei Ba'ava Yav Luchudei. You shouldn't read it like this. You shouldn't tell her, say, Me'en Yavami Lachav Yashar of Israel. He says, yeah. Then he says, say Loi. She says, Loi. Ava Yavmi. And then she says, Ava Yavmi. Don't say that. Why? Because it sounds like he's saying, Ava Yavmi, I want to do Yibum. Loi of Yav means I don't want to do Yivim. Of Yav means I want to do Yivim. So don't say Loi and then of, don't split up the words. Because you say Loi and she says Loi. Of Yav me, of Yav me. Of Yav says I want to do Yivim. So don't do that. Don't split up the words. Li Loi Luchudev, of Yav me, don't do that. The Masma, of Yav me, Masma, I want to do Yivim. El Loi of Yav me. When you tell it to say Loi of Yav me. But Loi Luchudev, when you come to him also, don't say Loi Luchadev Chavas Lekachto Luchadev. Well, it sounds like I want to take her. The Masva Chavas Lekachto. Ella, say to him Loi Chavas Lekachto. Say the whole thing. Rava Amar says no. Avsuki Milsi, it's just a mafsik. It's not doesn't mean anything. Loi, I mean, it's fine. Avsuki Milsi less than ba doesn't mean anything. Zotmar Maisa, Rav Ashi Eshchel Rav Kahana, the Kavatstara Makrila. Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana doing a chalitza, and they were having a hard time. He was saying, Loy Ova Yamin. She was going, Loy Baba Baba. Loy Ova. So he said, so you want this, split it up. Much easier, right? So Makrila, Loy Ova Yamin. Amalei, Loy Sov Lemar Lahod Rava. So why so intent on doing this? Why you don't hold Rava that you could split it up? Amalei, Moide Rava, Loy Ova Yamin. Rava's moida by loy ava yavmi, dear, he can't split it up. And Rashi explains like this: by loy chafas lekachta, there the loy can't be going anything else. So there, loy chafas lekachta, you can split it up because we know what he means, loy chafas lekachta. But by ava yavmi, there's a beginning of a pasuk. It says me'ein yavmi lahakel la'achav shem b'yisrael loy ava yavmi. Sound like this: he refuses to do yibum. No. So no would be going back on before. Therefore, it's much more important to make sure the loy goes together with Ava Yavmi and not with the loy going on before, saying he refuses, no, which means he doesn't refuse. So therefore, their loy has another pshat, it's going back on before. So there it's very makbet that you say loy Ava Yavmi. Masha Enkin, by Chafatz Lekachta, their loy has nothing else to go on. It must be going on loy Chafatz Lekachta, and their Rav is not makbet. So Rav really is only arguing on loy Chafatz Lekachta, but not on the loy of Yavmi. There he agrees to Abaya, they should say it together. And that's why he was working so hard to be makriya to her. Amma Abaya, Hayman the Kosav Gita the Chalitzta. When you're writing the Get Chalitzta, like we spoke before, the Shtar Raya, so Abaya didn't say, don't write out all the Pesukim, because then the Shaila of Sirtut. If you write four letters in a row from a Pasuk, you have to make a Sirtut, which is a din in Kisvei Kodesh, to make a line in the Klaf. So lichtev hachi, write this. Akreinu, you want to write the story. The part of the star raya of the chalitza is writing the story that happened. So you write like this. Akreinu l'dida, we read to her min me'en yavami ad avayavmi. You don't write the whole passage. You write from me'en yavami till loy avayavmi, till the word avayavmi. Akreinu l'dida min loy ad l'kachta. Really, could have wrote all the whole passage. L'chavas l'kachta is only three words, but l'maisa, once we're doing it, we write it like that. Loy ad l'kachta. Then we wrote to her, actually, Achlutz Anal is like the man the Yomar before that said you have to read everything. That's what Abaye said you should do. Mazutra used to be Mesartet, he used to do Sirtet, because of Parasha. He wrote the whole Parasha, he used to do Sirtet, wrote everything. Maskla Marbravidi, Stam, what's going on here? Vonit and the Kosov, you're not going to write Parashas. It says in the Gemara and Gittin that you can't write Parashas by itself. Actually, it says that the Rambam says in the Torah, "Va'ata kisul chemashira azayis," which you learn from there, the mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah. What do you mean? All it says ksivas sefer Torah is hazinu. So what's the mitzvah write the whole Torah? It says va'ata kisul chemashira azayis, which is hazinu. That's the Rambam's question. Rambam says no. Bet the whole mitzvah ksivas sefer Torah is write hazinu. You now write parashas. You have to write the whole Torah and only write the hazinu. You now write parashas. So here, how you learn to write a parashah? You have saita. So Gemara says, still the Hilchos HaKavod Seder Mazutra, you could do it. Why? Rashi explains, because it's not daima to writing a Megillah, a Tinnik L'Slamidva. Here you're not writing L'Slamidva. Here you're writing to be a Shtar Raya, a Sphiris Dvaram Ba'amu, just telling them what happened. Therefore, there's no Kedusha. And therefore, Mokka Mitzvah Shari. So Rashi has two things, Mokka Mitzvah, and because it's not written L'Slamid. So actually, the Guinness Radim in the Chuvas is brought down here in the Marasham, brings down. The Chuvas of Radim says they need two things. Need that should be not l'slamin and it should be l'mitzvah. He's handling there. He let like psukim on a mantle of a sefer Torah. Ayin shum. Okay. So the Gemara Vayde. So the Gemara Vayde. On by it. Rokaka, if she spit the kol tosa haruach and the wind blew it out of the, you know, not shouldn't be in front of the yavam le'os le'klum. The spit has to go in front of the oven. If the wind blew it away, it's no good. My time. You need to be in front of b'fnei the yavam. It has to be in front of the man. Hilkach. Therefore, if hu aruch, if he's tall, the hu igutz and she's short, kotose ruach ika b'fanav. So there, even if the ruach chapped it, but lemaisi you have a b'fanav because it started off b'fanav, then the wind blew it away. But here, aruch, if she's very tall and she spits, so the spit is above him. And if the wind takes it away, it won't go in front of him. But who goods, and he's short, but you know, not the multi lahadiap. He has to go down in front of his face and then be blown away. So you have to be careful the height to make sure that the spit goes in front of him. Another halach, amurava, achla tuma, if she eats garlic, baroksa, and that made her spit, or achla gagishta, she ate a clump of mud, and because of that she had to spit, baroksa, le osu le klum. It's not a good It's not a good rekika. It's not a good. It won't be a good chalitza. If you don't mind, the rekika is makiv. My time of a yarka ma'atzma bina. It has to be your own spit. Veleka here, it's coming back with something else. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch, it says they should not eat or drink the whole day. They're fasting. When they come to spit and they do a chalitza, the lady is fasting. It's like when you go to for a test in the hospital, you fast all morning. When you go for chalitza, you fast. The havdol. When you go for a chalitza, which is a mitzvah, you fast until chalitza. Why? Because you want to make sure the spit's coming from her, not coming from something else you ate. Ba'amar Rava, Shriqa Dayon al-Mechzi Reika, the Dayon have to see the Reik, you know, when we're coming out of the mouth, Yivama, the Chsiv, La'enei Azakenim V'yarka, it has to be La'enei Azakenim when she spits. Then the Mishnah ends off, Nikash Rav Yishal, Beit Chalos, and Ab Mitzvah, but Dayon al-Tamidim, and the Gemara brought, and the Mishnah brought that in Machlek, so Yehuda says, no, it's Mitzvah on Kol Ayim V'Sham. So Gemara elaborates, and that Tana Tanyan Rav Yehuda, Pamachas, Yishan Rav Tarfin, we were sitting in front of Rav Tarfin, Vasi Vam Lachlitz, Avam Kim Du Chalitz, Avam Alonu, and he told us, the people sitting there, Onu Kulchem Chalitzanal, 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 everyone say, Chalitzanal, the one whose shoe is taken off, Hadrin, Alok, Perek, Mitzvah, Chalitzah, Bleed, those that finished it.